Farage, vote for Brexit party lets people put no deal back on the table. By Jack Montgomery on May 11, 2019. Nigel Farage believes a strong, first-place finish for his Brexit party will put a clean, no-deal exit from the European Union back on the table. Despite the strenuous efforts of Britain's Remainer-dominated House of Commons to rule it out. Mr. Farage told reporters that the establishment Tory and Labour parties, which both ran on manifestos which promised to execute the British people's vote to leave the European Union and break with the bloc's customs union, single market, and associated free movement migration regime in 2017, but are now failing to deliver, were fearful of his party's surging popularity. It puts a no-deal Brexit back on the table. He said when asked what the impact would be if the Brexit party wins the upcoming European Parliament elections, which Britain will have to participate in despite voting to leave the EU almost 3 years ago, due to Prime Minister Theresa May repeatedly reneging on promises to have taken Britain out of the bloc by now. Parliament has taken it off the table. Our voters say, put it back on the table. And if we win, the Brexit party will demand representation with the government at the next stage of negotiations, he said. We have a deadline now of 31st of October and we want to make sure, our voters want to make sure, that, actually, no deal is being seriously thought about. Theresa May, in particular, stated repeatedly that her stance with respect to the EU negotiations was that no deal is better than a bad deal, but ultimately accepted a deal which sees Britain hand over tens of billions of pounds to Brussels for seemingly nothing in return. Besides a transition period in which the country will remain subject to all EU laws and regulations without any representation in the EU institutions. And no trade deal guaranteed at the end of it besides an emergency backstop arrangement in which Northern Ireland would be economically annexed by the bloc and the rest of the kingdom governed by an EU-controlled rulebook. So far, she has not been able to win parliamentary approval for this deal. And she has also allowed the House of Commons to pass a number of motions and bills seeking to rule out a no-deal exit, which most observers accept gives the EU little incentive to make an improved offer. Farage mused that there will be huge numbers of Labour and Tories MPs fearful as to whether they can hold on to their seats in the next general election if voters back the Brexit party in the European elections. The indications I'm getting is, an awful lot of them. And that would mean we'd be at the level where the Brexit party could start to win serious numbers of seats. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.